back. You are listening to Davin's Den on the break. You are listening to the Bag Daddios, Pip Helix's husband's former band.
Very good.
It was very,
very
good.
Big Kinks influence in that.
Yeah, yeah.
Good stuff. Unfortunately, you can't hear that band anymore. But only here.
Yeah, you actually can hear that band. You just don't hear Mr. Helix in there.
Well, then they're dead to us.
Yeah, dead to me.
Unless, of course, they're going to send us CDs, and then they could be resurrected.
Just their first album.
Exactly.
The first CD, Mr. Helix is on it. The rest of them, go blow.
Good stuff. The Bag Daddios.
Yeah.
Before we went to break, we had the premiere of a great... The great debates in absurdity. What do you guys think?
It's fun.
You guys like it?
It's terrifying because you never know what kind of crazy shit
I'm putting,
is coming out of your mouth.
I'm putting my points together. I'm a grown man. What are you doing?
And I'm talking about, I'm pro dolphin fucking. That's what
we
learned
that about you.
No. And Tom is going, wait a minute. Is she talking about fucking dolphins and she's good and she's pro? Yes, I am, Tom. Yes.
She loves animals.
Not that way.
Did they enjoy?
I don't know.
I think that Lisa was really into it the most because she was ready to vote.
she won't vote in the Canadian elections for the prime minister, but this is something she could get behind.
But she was a very pro-dolphin. Well, she said it was very interesting.
We're here to help. We're here to enlighten. And speaking of enlightenment, do a little scam busters. A little edumacation, shall we?
Scam busters!
Scam busters, of course, is brought to you by Surf Easy. Surf Easy is the easiest way to protect your online identity and privacy. To learn more, go to surfeasy.com. Yes, indeed. Scam busters. What's the matter, Joe? I didn't give you the extended version tonight?
Yeah.
I guess we're running late.
Scam busters done.
I always tell the gauge how we are in time.
Yep.
Late to that tune.
How much scam busters we hear?
Well, I mean, originally I was going to do some more, get back to the Ann Jackson stuff.
Right.
That was my original thing. But then so much has been going on in Facebook, and I've discovered so much about Facebook, and so many of our listeners are on Facebook and reach us through Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, there's a lot of anger towards Facebook, but people that are immersed in, so I thought we should find out about this company.
Right.
What's going on their site, what they stand for, who are the people behind it, what their mission statement are, what are the rules they make up, whether they listen to their own rules, what can be done to make them listen to their own rules,
yeah,
if they're not being followed, and perhaps why the media doesn't cover it. So I don't know if we're going to get to all of it tonight. We might make this one a two-parter.
Okay.
But the question is, will we click like?
Yeah.
Thank you, Joe. You're not just an expert on rat fucking.
But that he is.
Joe will have to fight the urge to click like.
Rat fuckers!
New song.
Yes. I ain't afraid of no raft.
Against your balls. Who are you going to ball?
Fuckers.
I ain't afraid of no pool.
Dude.
What I don't understand about that story is you get a raft. The attraction is obvious. But why on the
side of the road?
Now that the bit is over, this guy's a nut.
You can bring her someplace classy, right on the side of the
road.
There's a
lovely ground pool in the neighbor's backyard. treat your raft right, where it's more comfortable. Why is it got to be on the side of it? People are going to notice.
And this was his third time.
Obviously, as you argued, raft fucking is enjoyable.
I just want to know, because you brought up the point of there's a million rafts in the sea. Was that his third time with the same raft? Can somebody lock that thing up?
Well, I mean, you don't want to cheat on a raft.
No.
That's just wrong.
He has a lovely pink raft. Go for it.
Exactly. You can't be cheating with a blue and yellow raft.
No.
You can't mix your races and colors.
I guarantee
I
guarantee he's got those rules in his head that the raft screw guy, rafts have died. You know?
Let me ask you a question, then I want to move on.
Right.
Yes.
Because water wings are made of the same material.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. So when he puts his arm through a water wing, is that like fisting a float? I just don't know.
In his crazed mind, I would believe so, yes.
We'll move on now to this more serious topic.
Fisting a float.
I have questions. Joe is apparently an expert. thought he could help.
Okay, just for all our fans listening, okay, we are moving on to serious stuff now. So don't chuckle and don't laugh, because now we're doing the serious
that
portion
is really
of the
show. It's really
absurd
that people turn to us for, like, serious information.
I know.
But here we
are. We're
all
being serious now, folks.
Because we won't be on serious, so we might as well be serious.
Hold on.
Anyway, we might be. Who knows? Yeah. Anyway. All right, so here's some stats about Facebook.
Okay.
Facebook, there are, as this is a March 2014, there are 6,818 employees. 6,818 people work at Facebook.
Wow.
Wow.
They have offices around the world. It's not just in California, USA, like people think.
Right.
There are 802 million daily active users on average. And again, this is March 2014.
Yeah.
609 million mobile daily active users. March 2014.
Jeez.
1.28 billion monthly active users as of March 31st, 2014. 1.28 billion people.
And they're supposed to monitor all those people.
1.1 billion mobile monthly active users as of March 31st, 2014.
It's a monster.
Approximately 81.2% of their daily active users are outside the U.S. and Canada.
Really?
Yeah. And Facebook isn't available in every country.
Wait a minute. 81%
out
of the U.S.
Are outside of the
U.S.
in Canada?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
I had no idea.
That's amazing.
I am here to inform. We're not just about Rafa.
I know. I thought we were.
Davin's Den, when you need to know about Rafa fucking.
Yes. Come to us.
There are over 1 million advertisers on Facebook. Over 1 million companies advertise their product on Facebook.
Wow.
Yeah. Close to 140 million fake profiles on Facebook. This is by their own estimation, so it could be a lot higher. So it could be much higher, but by their estimation, there could be 140 million fake profiles on Facebook.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, well. No, not you. No, like, you know, you're a real person, but, like, people, like, posing as somebody else or claiming to be something else.
Oh, I say, yeah. Yes.
In August 2013, a representative from Facebook told TheObserver.com that they average 1 million inquiries a week in regards to violation of the community standards, and they admit sometimes they make mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
So in August 2013, over 1 million inquiries a week.
Wow.
And remember, there's only 6,800 people that work there, and they're not all working in that department. These are your programmers and, you know, your advertising, your sales.
Yeah.
So it's a lot.
Yes.
It's a lot.
That's a lot to ask.
Yes. Okay. These are their earnings for the first quarter of 2014. Just so you know, I want you guys to grasp how big this is and how much money this company generates, because
sure.
I think it's important for the argument, because people like when they go, oh, F Facebook. Well, there's reasons behind this.
Yeah, well, chat says, Lisa says, it's all about the money, follow the money. So
it's not here, so don't come here. All right. Revenue for the first quarter of 2014 totaled $2.5 billion, an increase of 72% compared with $1.46 billion in the first quarter of 2013.
And that was just a quarterly earning?
That was $2.5 billion.
I wonder what the net is.
Revenue from advertising was $2.27 billion, an 82% increase from the same quarter last
year.
Wow. Mobile advertising revenue represented approximately 59% of advertising revenue for the first quarter of 2014. So there's more going towards the mobile now.
Mm-hmm.
Up approximately from 30% of advertising first quarter 2013. Payments and other fees revenues was $237 million for the first quarter. So I guess some of that might be like you could pay to like sponsor like an ad or something. You know, like if you want to boost a post, they charge you. So I guess that could be part of it and other things.
But that's amazing. Well, that's just first quarter earnings.
Yep.
That's just crazy money.
Costs and expenses. The GAAP, or the Generally Accepted Accounting Principles.
Yes.
Yes. How do you know? Oh, well, never mind.
I've heard of that.
I'm sure you have. You've heard of GAAP.
Yes.
You've had one or two filled in your day, but you've also heard of it.
I have one between my two front teeth. Go ahead.
No, you're not Michael Strahan.
No, I have one, though. It's little.
Oh, very little.
Mm, I have a gap.
Not enough to pop a raft.
Mm. I'm going to have to go try that now.
All right. Costs and expenses for the first quarter of 2014 were $1.43 billion.
Mm-hmm.
That's how much they spent. An increase of 32% from the first quarter of 2013, driven primarily by increased headcount and infrastructure expense. So they're hiring people.
All these numbers are a little crazy, though, because, I mean, the conventional wisdom was that Facebook was going to be over.
Make no money.
It's huge.
Well, especially when the stock was introduced.
Yes.
I mean, it was very inflated. People bought, the stock started to go down. But now that I'm hearing, you know, now I'm hearing the financial reports, they're doing pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, you look at their expense to profit ratio, it looks like they're doing 50%.
Yeah.
All right. Excluding share-based compensation and related payroll tax expenses, non-GAAP costs and expenses were $1.13 billion in the first quarter 2014, up 26% compared to $895 million for the first quarter 2013. Mm. So they're spending more. They're making more, but they're spending more, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Their net income for the first quarter 2014, GAAP net income was $642 million. So that's what they made in the
poor
first quarter.
Babies.
That was their profit, $642 million for 6,818.
That's crazy.
Up 193% compared to $219 million first quarter 2013. Excluding share-based compensation, related payroll taxes, expenses, income adjustments, non-GAAP net income for the first quarter of 2014 was $885 million. Up 184% compared to $312 million for the first quarter the year before. All right. Basically, I'm not going to read anymore. Basically, what you can see is this is a growing company.
Yes.
I know how they like to report on the news that kids are starting to shy away from Facebook and finding new things because their creepy parents are on it.
Right.
This is a very healthy company.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This is a company that's making a lot of money.
It's like their creepy parents are also the people that buy things.
Yes. Now, in 2012, Mark Zuckerberg, one of the creators of Facebook, took this public.
Yeah.
Took the stock public. Mm-hmm. So it was traded by people on the NASDAQ.
Right.
Mm-hmm. He had this was his mission statement that he included in the papers to file to go public. And this is courtesy of Engadget.com. I got this from Engadget.com. These are excerpts from a letter written by Zuckerberg as he was filing the company's IPO in 2012. This is for him. "We think a more open and connected world will help create a stronger economy with more authentic businesses that build better products and services. We hope to change how people relate to their governments and social institutions. We believe building tools to help people share can bring a more honest and transparent dialogue around the government that could lead to more direct empowerment of people, more accountability for officials, and better solutions to some of the biggest problems of our time. By giving people the power to share, we are starting to see people make their voices heard on a different scale from what historically has been possible. These voices will increase in number and volume. They cannot be ignored. Over time, we expect governments will become more responsive to issues and concerns raised directly by all their people rather than through the intermediaries controlled by a selected few. Through this process, we believe that leaders will emerge across all countries who are pro-internet and fight for the rights of their people, including the right to share what they want and the right to access all information that people want to share with them. As I said above, Facebook was not originally founded to be a company. We've always cared primarily about our social mission. The services we're building and the people who use them. This is a different approach for a public company to take. So I want to explain why I think it works. It certainly sounds very idealistic so far."
Yes.
Can I just stop you for 1 second?
Sure.
And tell you what basically it boils down to in the chat room?
Oh, I have an idea.
That is such a crock!
I had an idea some might feel that
well,
way.
Well, it is and it's not. As you know, you do, as the founder of the company, have what your personal mission is. But it seems that Facebook is a monster now and kind of out of his main control. You've got a board of directors now. You've got a whole staff. When something gets big, I mean, let's take our show. If let's say our show became this big conglomerate.
yeah, I can't wait to lose creative control.
Well, that day, if that came to that, could.
We certainly
might have
could.
A board of directors, we could have this where our general vision might be very well diluted due to the success of the show or of the entity.
All right, let's go
on. And say, you know what, though? Mark Zuckerberg was sitting in the garage with time, with a dorm room with three of his buddies, thinking the same thing, going hard to imagine. Guess what happened?
All right, so he goes, simply put, we don't build services to make money. We make money to build better services. So these are the five core values of how we run Facebook. This is 2012, not very long ago.
No. Mm-hmm.
Focus on impact. If we want to have the biggest impact, the best way to do this is to make sure we always focus on solving the most important problems. It sounds simple, but we think most companies do this poorly and waste a lot of time. We expect everyone at Facebook to be good at finding the biggest problems to work on. Okay, sounds good. Move fast! Moving fast enables us to build more things and learn faster. However, as most companies grow, they slow down too much because they're more afraid of making mistakes and they are losing opportunities by moving too slowly. We have a saying, move fast and break things. The idea is that if you never break anything, you're probably not moving fast enough. Be bold! Building great things means taking risks. This can be scary and prevents most companies from doing the bold things they should. However, in a world that's changing so quickly, you're guaranteed to fail if you don't take any risks. We have another saying, the riskiest thing is to take no risks. We encourage everyone to make bold decisions, even if that means being wrong some of the time. Be open. We believe that a more open world is a better world because people with more information can make better decisions and have greater impact. That goes for running our company as well. We work hard to make sure everyone at Facebook has access to as much information as possible about every part of the company so they can make the best decisions and have the greatest impact. And finally, build social value. Once again, Facebook exists to make the world more open and connected. And not just to build a company. We expect everyone at Facebook to focus every day on how to build real value for the world in everything we do. Now, before we go on, I do want to let everybody know that I did reach out to Facebook. I reached out to see if we could get an interview with somebody from Facebook. I got a generic response, and I'm still waiting for the real response.
Okay.
So before whatever we say, however we come down on this, I want you to know that I wanted Facebook's side of the story.
Sure.
And as you might guess, no.
Not yet.
Yeah. Waiting for him to give him a poke.
I mean, listen, what he's preaching and what is the reality are two completely different things.
In our experience, yes.
I mean, you can't have a company that's this big, generating this type of money, with this many users, and only have close to 7,000 people working for you if you want to follow
this model.
Yeah, of problem solving and moving fast and being open and everything, and being a community. You need people to moderate the community.
Yeah.
They seem woefully understaffed.
Woefully, yes.
Well, and also, I wonder what the percentage is of false profile pages compared to the total amount of users.
It's about 5 to 6% by their estimation.
Okay, 5 to 6%.
I would say that's their estimation, and they remember they have to put these things out because they're a publicly traded company. I would say be conservative, double that.
Yeah,
I would say 10%.
So 10%. Now think of the entity that Facebook is.
Yes.
All right, and they're working on problems and this, that, and the other thing. In their general sense, they're probably looking at the problems in a systematic fashion of a percentage. What are the biggest problems, and what should we attack first?
Mm-hmm.
So, if you have mainframe problems, at 15%, getting more advertising to fill the gap at 20% and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Way down the list is fake profile pages down there at 10%.
Well, because remember, this is not a pay service.
Right.
This is not a pay service, and the vast majority of people, I don't think they deal with fake profiles. I mean, I think it's a very small group of people that do. I mean, basically, listen, if you're looking for love on Facebook and think love on Facebook is a possibility, there's a good chance that you're going to run into a fake profile. If you're pretty much sticking to yourself and your own friends, the chances are reduced.
Yes.
Now, I haven't been looking for love, but I have friends who look for love, mm-hmm. and they find me.
Right.
But they can be easily discarded by blocking them.
Yes.
So it might not be, in their defense, it might not be the issue you would think.
It's not their strongest problem.
But that being said,
right.
That being said, things are reported.
Yes.
And they do not move swiftly. There are not open lines of communication.
No.
There's a lot of issues with that. So let's go to their community standards, unless you have more to say.
Well, just to say, just a couple more things. Number one, basically at a 10% ratio with the staff that they have a certain amount of people that can address it, but they can't spend that much time on it, and they're overwhelmed with it.
It would seem that they need to hire more people if they want to live up to Mr. Zuckerberg's vision.
Right.
If they do, but if they're in the boardroom and they have to decide, do they hire people to address the problem that is 20% of the equation, 18% of the equation, 15% of the equation, or do they have to? Are they going to do the one that's 10%? Is a prudent business person? You're gonna handle the 20%, the 18%, and the 15%.
But what you're missing is Zuckerberg said this isn't about money. This isn't about that. These are his words.
Understood. Now, President Obama has a total ideology, okay? And he's working in a system that is big, bureaucratic, and bigger than
But Zuckerberg owns the most stock.
I understand
that. No matter what Obama wants to do, he can't do as he wishes.
But even though he owns the most stock, you do have a board of directors. You do have business advisors telling you to make this company profitable. And to keep it profitable, we have to address the problems in a certain agenda.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll get to how we can solve these problems. Let's go to the community standards. These are the standards that everybody who uses Facebook is supposed to adhere to. If you want to use their free platform, you need to follow these rules. Okay? Is there anything I need to...
No, fine.
No, that's fine.
Safety is Facebook's top priority. Well, Joe, so much for the business argument. They just said it's their top priority. I guess it's not money. It's safety.
Uh-huh.
We remove content and may escalate to law enforcement when we perceive a genuine risk of physical harm or a direct threat to public safety. Okay? You may not credibly threaten others or organize acts of real-world violence. Now, I want to stop right there. One of these terrorists from ISIS in Iraq.
Yes.
They just executed some people. Mm-hmm. He posted it on his Facebook page. I mean, I'm sure it got removed. But Facebook,
before or after the fact?
The after.
Right.
The severed heads. He put that on Facebook.
Right. Now, that most likely got removed because of so many reports. But the thing is that they're saying beforehand if you are inciting these acts of violence. So, in other words, they're supposed to be policing to see if anybody is threatening anything
to
come. Well,
here you go. Organizations with a record of terrorist or violent criminal activity are not allowed to maintain a presence on our site. Right. Hey, headline guy.
Oops.
Hey, why do we should probably investigate this guy who's leading this terrorist organization. Maybe we don't. Maybe he should go by a fake profile. Maybe he doesn't want to use his name, but he is. We also prohibit promoting, planning, or celebrating any of your actions if they have or could result in financial harm to others, including theft and vandalism. Now
that's up our alley now.
We've certainly reported a number of Facebook pages. Not us personally reported. We've reported on the show.
Yes.
Other people have reported to Facebook.
Yes.
These pages where they're trading credit card information, banking information, how to get stolen merchandise, computers, phones, all iPhones, all that stuff. Reported it. And, can't do that. Facebook lets it go. Not violating community standards.
Okay. Which it clearly is. Yeah.
Okay. So we'll go on.
Well, hold on. One quick thing on that. What would the percentage of the people, you're stating the way it is, that nobody gets thrown off for that? There has to be a percentage that gets thrown off for that, and that percentage would dictate how many people they're dedicating to that.
Remember, Facebook sends a response to everybody who makes a complaint. So you can either go one of two ways. Either they looked at it,
right,
and they didn't think it was a violation,
right,
which seems to be the general consensus,
mm-hmm,
or nobody's ever looking at it, and they're not living up to their standards, and they're just sending out generic post. Either way, they're falling short.
Or how much time? Yeah, well, they're falling short. How much time the situation? How much manpower can we dictate to the situation?
Well, it's pretty easy. If somebody's actually looking at it, go, hey, there's all the stolen credit card information. They can't promote theft there by our community standards. There it is. Delete.
Right.
It's not hard. Once you've admitted to acknowledging that somebody pointed something out to you,
yeah,
you either act or you don't act.
Right.
So it's either they're not really acting at all and there really is no complaint thing that you can do, or they're not following their community standards.
Or there's just enough time in the day to get everything they need to get to.
It takes just as much time to send a letter we reviewed as it does to delete a page.
Well, if you have, it depends. It's the volume. If you're getting a certain amount of volume and they can't get to that amount of volume.
Well, then don't claim. Then don't claim things that you can't live up to.
Right.
That's the thing. That's you're a publicly traded business.
Mm. Yeah.
Be open about it. Go, listen, we can't keep up with it all. Yeah, all right, so we'll go on.
Well, in the chat, nudity is pretty much the only thing.
Let me get there. Relax.
Okay.
Relax.
We're jumping the gun, Lisa.
Nudity, she's all excited. Settle your ass down, all right?
I was.
Yeah, right. Facebook takes threats of self-harm very seriously. We remove any promotion or encouragement of self-mutilation, mutilation, eating disorders, or hard drug abuse. We also work with suicide prevention agencies around the world to provide assistances for people in distress. Mm-hmm. And you hear about all these people that make these public cries on Facebook.
That happened on my page.
Really?
Yeah.
I was just kidding.
Nah, not you, Joe.
Nobody report it. Let's see if he means business.
a guy that I don't really know but who friended me recently. I mean, there is a connection, so I said I accepted his friendship. I was making one of my blanket, hyperbole complaints about work. And he came back with, yeah, Pip, I know how you feel. I got, his personal situation. And since like last October, I felt like killing myself 12 times. I went, oh, my God. Now, I just popped onto Facebook at work to just write my stupid little rant and then pop back off. I just went to vent. Now I found myself popping in and out during the day to like talk this guy down off of a ledge
because
I felt like responsible, and I'm like, what exactly do you do? I don't know.
Well, now you know what you do. You report this to Facebook. It's no longer your problem.
I suppose so.
Or not.
Well, he seemed to be okay by the end of the conversation, but I was like, whew,
Oh, yeah, it's real.
Yeah.
It's real. All right. Facebook does not tolerate bullying or harassment. We allow users to speak freely on matters and public and people of public interest, but take action on all reports of abusive behavior directed at private individuals. Repeatedly targeting other users with unwanted friend requests or messages is a form of harassment. Facebook does not permit hate speech, but distinguishes between... And at the end, I'm going to go through all the things I've seen. So
yes.
I'm just reading what their stance are. I'm going to go through what I've seen on Facebook.
Yeah, yeah.
Facebook does not permit hate speech, but distinguishes between serious and humorous speech. Thank God. While we encourage you to challenge ideas, institutions, events, and practices, we do not permit individuals or groups to attack others based on their race, ethnicity, national origin, religion, sex, gender, sexual orientation, disability, or medical condition.
What the hell am I allowed to talk about then?
You're
not
cat.
Much. Yeah.
Facebook has long been a place where people turn to share their experience and raise awareness about issues of importance to them. Sometimes those experiences and issues involve graphic content that is of public interest or concern, such as human rights abuses or acts of terrorism. In many instances, when people share this type of content, it is to condemn it. However, graphic images shared for sadistic effect or to celebrate or glorify violence have no place on our site.
Okay, that's fair.
When people share any content, we expect that they will share it in a responsible manner. That includes choosing carefully the audience for the content. For graphic videos, people should warn their audience about the nature of the content in the video so that their audience can make an informed choice about whether to watch it. Mm-hmm. Nudity and pornography, Lisa's favorite thing. Facebook has a strict policy against sharing of pornographic content and any explicitly sexual content where a minor is involved.
Ooh.
We also impose limitations on the display of nudity. We aspire to respect people's rights to share content of personal importance, whether they are photos of the sculpture like Michelangelo's David or family photos of children breastfeeding.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it's not all nudity.
Yeah.
Identity and privacy. On Facebook, people connect using their real names and identities. We ask that you refrain from publishing the personal information of others without their consent.
Hmm.
Claiming to be another person, creating a false presence for an organization, or creating multiple accounts undermines community and violates Facebook standards. Intellectual property. Before sharing content on Facebook, please be sure that you have the right to do so. We ask that you respect copyrights, trademarks, and other legal rights. We take the safety of our members seriously and work to prevent attempts to compromise their privacy or security, including those that use fraud or deception. Additionally, we ask that you respect our members by not contacting them for commercial purposes without their consent. Reporting abuse! A favorite of a lot of our fans. If you see something on Facebook, say something. No, that you believe violates our terms, you should report it to us. Please keep in mind that reporting a piece of content does not guarantee that it will be removed from that site.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the diversity of our community, it is possible that something could be disagreeable or disturbing to you without meeting the criteria for being removed or blocked. For this reason, we also offer personal controls over what you see, such as the ability to hide or quietly cut ties with people, pages, or applications.
That's their out. Their out.
Yeah. No, well, it's not their out, Joe, and we'll get into this a little bit more. It's one thing to go, I find the word pussy offensive. Or
right.
I find the word fuck offensive. Well, whether you find it offensive or not, by their own standards, you can't say fuck on Facebook.
I have plenty of times.
I know, but somebody has to report you.
Yes.
So if somebody reports you,
yes,
then you violated it.
Right.
All right. So, statements of rights and responsibilities. Again, we'll get into all this because I've seen all this stuff on Facebook.
Yeah.
Statements of right and responsibility. I just want to lay the groundwork.
Yeah.
For content that is covered by intellectual property rights like photos, videos, IP content, you specifically give us the following permissions. Subject to your privacy and application settings, you grant us non-exclusive, transferable, sub-licensable, royalty-free, worldwide license to use any intellectual property content that you post or in connection with your Facebook IP license.
Mm-hmm.
So you post it on Facebook, they can use it.
They can use it. Yep.
This is the license. This license, intellectual property license, ends when you delete your content or your account unless your content has been shared with others and they have not deleted it. So whatever you post on Facebook, it's theirs. When you delete your content, it is deleted in a manner similar to emptying the recycle bin on a computer. However, you understand that removed content may persist in backup copies for a reasonable period of time, but will not be available to others. When you publish content or information using the public settings, it means you are allowing everyone, including people off of Facebook, to access and use that information and associate with you, your name, your profile. You're allowing everybody to do that.
Right.
But which would seem to violate, you couldn't pretend to be somebody else because that still violates a community standard.
Yes.
You will not bully, intimidate, or harass any user. We'll see about that. You will not post content that is hate speech, threatening, or pornographic, incites violence, or contains nudity or graphic or gratuitous violence.
I'm going to take you out, Joe.
You will not develop or operate third-party application containing alcohol-related dating or other mature, including advertisements, without appropriate age-based restrictions.
I'm sorry, alcohol-related dating? What? Is that what you said?
Containing alcohol-related, dating or other mature.
Oh.
I forgot my comma. You will not use Facebook to do anything unlawful, misleading, malicious, or discriminatory. You will not provide any false personal information on Facebook or create an account for anyone other than yourself without permission. You will not create more than one personal account. If we disable your account, you will not create another one without our permission. Yeah, I don't think these are meant to be laughed at.
I'm sorry.
You will not post content or take any action on Facebook that infringes or violates someone else's rights or otherwise violates the law. You will not post anyone's identification documents or sensitive financial information on Facebook.
Uh-huh.
This was last revised on May 9th, 2014. Facebook pages for terms. You know, we have the Davinson Facebook page.
Yeah.
A lot of these anti-scam sites have pages. The scammer sites where they have all the information are pages. These are the page terms. A little different.
Yeah.
The following terms, as well as our data use policy and statement of rights and responsibilities, apply to all pages on Facebook. Additionally, all content on pages must be comply with our community standards. So just because you're a page doesn't mean you don't have to comply with the community standards. Community standards still take precedent.
Right.
You are responsible for ensuring that your page complies with all applicable laws, statutes, and regulations. A page for a brand, entity, place, or organization, or public figure may be administered only by authorized representative of that brand, entity, place, or organization, or public figure, an official page.
Right.
So if I'm General Davin, only my assistant, because she's representing me, can create a General Davin page.
So I can't make up a page called General Davin.
If you do, and you're not my authorized person, and it's reported, it should go down.
Right.
Any user may create a page to express support for an interest or an interest in a brand, entity, place, or organization, or public figure, provided that it does not mislead others into thinking it is an official page.
Oh, so you could say that I could be General Davin fan.
Yes. But you're not speaking for General Davin. You're speaking as a supporter for General
Davin. Yes.
Or Mr. Davin, as Ann Jackson calls me. or public figure, provided it does not mislead into thinking it's an official page or violate someone's rights.
Right.
If your page is not the official page of a brand, entity, place, or organization, or public figure, you must not speak in the voice of or post content to those coming from the authorized representative of the page subject matter. Make clear that the page is not the official brand page of the brand, entity, or place, organization, or public figure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I guess we'll plow through with this. All right. All right. So I'm just going to relate a little story, and then I'm going to move on.
Okay.
There's as we know, there's a lot of fake military profiles.
Yeah.
So this
is. I'm sorry. We might have to do this again because there's more to this conversation. We might have to split this into another segment on it.
We'll just go long.
Okay.
So there was this scammer using a General Caldwell.
Okay.
General Caldwell has an official page on Facebook. There are dozens of fake. But I'm not a proponent of deletion. I'm not going to go into it again.
Right.
But I've said many times that deletion is essentially a waste of time. However, there was this one particular Caldwell page that was brought to my attention. It was specifically brought to me because our fans know, you know, we have a relationship with the Pentagon and everything.
Yeah.
Why was this one brought to me? Because this person was saying very lewd things, cursing, speaking as the general, but most importantly, was posting female victims' pictures and their family members, saying lewd things to their kids.
Oh,
and
my God.
And to the women, constantly saying these lewd things, constantly posting pictures. So if people would be stupid and comment on the page, boom, he's going to your Facebook page, he's finding your stuff, and posting it.
Oh, my God.
So I found this particular scammer particularly distasteful.
Yes.
So I went against my golden rule, and I went to the Pentagon with this. Now, before I did this, this page had been reported by dozens and dozens of people, dozens and dozens of times to Facebook.
And nothing.
Facebook kept on responding that it did not violate their community standards, whereas it violated a bunch of community standards.
A bunch of them.
This person was speaking as the general, claiming to be the general, was saying lewd, was taking other people's personal property without their permission.
Harassing them.
Harassing them, bullying them.
Yeah.
Here's a key question. The points you just made, now when Facebook said that, did you email them back or contact them back?
Somebody did. They don't respond. Somebody might have been the person that brought it to my attention, actually, responded back, oh, no, here's your community standards.
That's like a really, you know, it doesn't really, and then you list everything. So that's very...
But, Joe, you're absolutely right, but then again, why should we have to point out their community standards?
They should
have that on a little index card ready to go.
But here's my deal, you know, if you send that back to them and you go really da, blah 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 blah, you just read a laundry list why that page has got to go.
So countless people reported this page.
Right.
This page stayed up.
This is crazy.
This is Facebook.
Yeah.
The Pentagon, you know, my contact over there sent it to his public affairs office. Told me to be taken care of, thanked me, bring it to his attention, and it went down.
Oh, wow.
It went down. Because Facebook looks at it as like, this is their business. So this is the person, you know, representing the business of the general. And this is, so that's right. Why. So they took it down. Now, what did Facebook do? After saying no to all those people, saying it doesn't violate the community standards, they responded to everybody. Hey, we took it down for harassment or nudity or this, the other. They responded to everybody like it was that person's complaint. Particularly,
that did the job.
When in fact, it was the Pentagon getting on the horn and saying, no, stop this. So they wanted to make everybody feel good. But it was clearly violating the community standards, and they did nothing. So then what happens? 5 hours later, a new page is up, same thing, same pictures, same rudeness, which goes to my point, deletion.
Does nothing.
So I am working with the Pentagon. I had a suggestion for the Pentagon, and my contact had some ideas about what can be done. Because as he said to me, he goes, well, what can we do? We can't prosecute. Do you have any ideas? I go, of course I have ideas.
Step into my office.
I have ideas. So we had a nice conversation. So we'll see if anything comes from it. But the point is, they have these community standards. And this was just an illustration. They don't abide by their community standards.
No.
They don't know their community standards. Or there's a flagrant disregard for their community standards. So you come to me and go, Davin, what can we do? We complain, we complain, we complain. Nothing's done. We want to use this platform. And remember, you're not paying for it. So the only thing I think that you can do is you can hold them by their own standards. Go, well, this isn't your community standards. These are your rules. And then you give them the Zuckerberg mission statement. Go, no. It's not about making money. I guess you need to hire people.
Yeah.
So what do you do? What affects company? I believe Lisa said something. She said, follow the money.
Yeah.
So I am going to give you the top 30 advertisers on Facebook as of 2012.
Nice.
My suggestion to you folks, and maybe I'll post this on Facebook and maybe they'll delete it. Or if not, or you can respond to me. My suggestion to you folks is organize. Contact these advertisers. Alert them. Show them proof of what's going on that platform where they are spending their hard-earned money, where Facebook is getting the majority of their profits. Let them know what is being what they are supporting. And I will tell you exactly what they're supporting shortly.
Oh, yeah.
Contact the advertisers in mass. Let them know and tell them if you keep on advertising on Facebook and do not hold them accountable to their own standards, we are boycotting your product. And these are huge companies.
Huge.
So here we go. I told you, I got solutions.
Yeah, because
people are like, what
that.
Do we do? I got solutions. Number 30, Ford. Well, we didn't bail you out, but Ford Motors. Tell them you're not buying a Ford. HSBC Bank. I'm pretty sure I've seen some of their clients' information on there.
Yeah.
My buddy, who I spoke to with the, remember I told you, you know, he saw one of his customers at the bank?
Yes.
Never got removed as far as I know.
Oh, my God.
Anheuser-Busch.
Oh.
McDonald's. Visa. MasterCard. Nike. Turner Broadcasting. Wonder why CNN won't cover this.
Yeah.
JP Morgan Chase.
Oh, my God.
I've seen their clients on there. Citicorp. Seen their clients on there.
Yep.
Starbucks. Now, see, Starbucks seems to me like one of the companies that you could really make a difference with because Starbucks just came out with this program where if you work 20 hours a week, they're going to put you through college.
Yeah.
And, you know, Starbucks seems to be one of these few corporations that are not just about the money because it's going to cost them millions and millions of dollars.
No, they do a lot of PR. I just saw them on, what was it, on Jon Stewart?
Yeah, talking
about how they are also really committed to their workers.
If I was you guys, and Starbucks is number 20 on their list. If I was you guys, Starbucks would be the first company I would organize just because I think Starbucks would probably give you the best chance of listening.
At least give you the time of day.
We'll go on. L'Oreal, Disney, the stuff I'm going to tell you about that I've seen on Facebook, and you pointed out to Disney, you point this out to Disney, I promise you, Disney does not want to be associated with this.
Yeah.
And you tell them you are now associating their product with this because they advertise on this platform.
Mm-hmm.
Dell Computers, Samsung, Nestle, Unilever, eBay, Verizon, Google. Google, you know who has the technology to look up images and see if it's been posted a dozen times? Google does.
Yeah.
You know what? Maybe you can work out a little ad deal. Maybe you cut their spending in half. Don't make them spend as much if they share their technology that all of us use for free.
Yeah.
Google's number 11. Microsoft. You know who founded Microsoft? Bill Gates.
Yeah.
Bill Gates no longer is the chair. He no longer is the controlling owner of Microsoft. Right. But he is still a big shot.
Yeah.
Bill Gates is another one of these guys that's very conscientious about his footprint on the world and mm-hmm. what his legacy is going to be mm-hmm. and helping people and charitable. I would contact Bill Gates and let him know that Microsoft is the number 10 advertiser on Facebook, and they advertise, and what you are seeing and the violations of their own rules. I'd let him know.
Well, you have to get through the rest of the list and then tell them the things that Facebook is connected with that are so unsavory that these people will listen.
Almost certainly. Walmart. Well, they don't have a soul.
Forget about that one. Forget about that one. You might as well say Beelzebub and move on.
No, I'm just kidding.
I'm not.
Okay, I'm not. Groupon. Experian. Experian is one of those credit agencies.
Yeah.
American Express. Seen their clients on there. AT&T. Well, I think I've been called from.
Yeah.
Procter & Gamble. Electronic Arts. That's a video game.
Oh, creator. Okay. I didn't know.
Fab.com. I don't know what that is.
I don't know.
Zynga. Zynga's like a gaming thing.
Ah.
These are the top 30. Again, maybe I'll post it on Facebook.
They're asking you to post.
Okay. Maybe I'll post it on Facebook, which would be ironic. And then I would ask those of you that are in groups to tell the people what they miss when they don't listen to our show.
Yeah.
Tell them what we've discussed, what they should do. Mm-hmm. And to tell them to tune their asses on in when they're done making writing to these companies.
Well, Lisa particularly in the chat says, Davin, can you post a list? I have lots of time and I will write them.
Yes, I'll do it on MySpace. I don't think Facebook lets me do it. All right. So here's what I have seen.
Facebook wouldn't even notice.
Yes. Here's what I have seen on Facebook. Stolen pictures.
Yes.
We know that.
Yeah.
Stolen personal information. We know that.
Oh, yeah.
Again, this has all been reported. These are, you know, stolen these are all things that violate their standards.
Right.
Stolen financial information published in the open and sold.
Yes.
Pages cited as conducting illegal activity have repeatedly been reported. Threats of lewd conduct, mm-hmm. naked pictures,
yes,
graphic sex acts.
Where are these pages?
Yeah, where? Who is
I got
that?
Links for you, Joe.
All right, good.
These are all on Facebook. Bestiality.
Now, Joe's are.
No, that's your department.
That's my department tonight. Dolphins.
Solicitation of sex.
You said that like it was a bad thing.
Well, that's just us instant messaging. Pictures of minors in ads to meet people.
Oh.
Solicitation of quote-unquote relationships with children.
Ugh.
Naked pictures of children.
No.
Child participating in graphic sex act.
Oh, you've seen this?
Yep. Price listing of drugs. Selling of stolen goods.
Oh, my God.
And all of the above cases, pages or profiles were reported to Facebook. Now, in some cases, pictures were taken down.
You sure this isn't Craigslist?
No. This is Facebook.
Jesus.
Sometimes they take down the naked pictures, whatnot.
Yeah.
But the pages.
Stay.
The pages stay. And they say this is not going to be tolerated. I see minors. There's these like Facebook websites called like Add Me or something where you get like friends and followers and whatnot. And they'll post a picture of a young girl say in her young teens. And somebody will be sexy. Add me. Follow me. And then you track some of these people down, the picture people that say, and there's a girl, she had to be 12 or 13, she's got a hand so far, she looks like what the rat fucker would do to a water wing.
Oh God.
To herself.
Oh God.
The fisting joke.
And how old's the girl? And how old's the girl?
I didn't proof her, but she looked very young. She looked very young.
That's
this
demented.
Is all on Facebook. And these pages get reported time and time and time again. People are actually being vigilant and they do nothing. They say the page does not violate their community standards. Facebook is full of shit.
Please, there's a picture of the girl violating herself. You're saying it's not violating community practices? They just don't have enough time to follow up on this. But then don't say that you will then.
you can delete a page.
Yeah.
If it's reported and you see it, you can delete a page.
Bye.
Yeah. It's real simple. Yeah. Another page pops up, it gets reported. You hit delete. It's not hard.
Follow the IP it's coming from.
Yeah. Yes. So, so they say in all these cases, it does not violate community standards, which there was a reason, like I said, why I read them to you. Mm-hmm. All these things violate. It's not my rules.
No, it's
their not
own
what.
Rule.
It's not what I would like to see on Facebook, because really, I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
But if you're going to make rules, men haven't died, but we're all supposed to adhere to these rules.
Yes.
You should enforce your rules, or don't have rules. Don't try to be some wholesome company and say the people come first, and it's all about reaching out and making money. Don't lay that line of bullshit on us.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not going to stick to it, just say, hey, man, we're a company, to each his own, make sure your kids don't go on here.
Yeah.
You know, be honest about it. And then they go, well, I don't fucking care. You know, we're all adults, and your kids shouldn't be on Facebook.
If that's what it's going to become, a cesspool like that, you don't want your kids there.
Then you go, fine.
People should know.
I have no way. But you know what? Then say, you know what? Crimes might be committed on Facebook.
Yeah.
We only got close to 7,000 people, and really we can't waste the manpower on this. Somebody has to take out the trash.
It's true in that sense. Basically, with everything going on, with everything they're showing on there, basically it's a certain percentage of people that are doing this, and they only have enough resources to tackle this problem.
Right.
I would agree that Facebook and Zuckerberg would agree that this is a problem, okay? But in the percentage of the problems you have to deal with, it's probably a minor percentage.
Yeah.
That's no excuse for not addressing that. So in a way, what Davin is saying is a way to address it is start reaching out to these companies, starts reaching out to news outlets and go, look, these sites are going on. Facebook is not addressing this. Now, in their list of problems, basically, if this becomes a news issue, that problem...
I want to get to the news issue in a second, because that is part of this equation.
But that problem goes down from being bottom of the ladder into, we better fix this right
now. Yeah, yeah, it pushes it right up.
Right,
it's all about trust. Remember, this is a publicly traded company.
Well, so
you can hurt them. If they lose trust... Their stock goes to the crapper.
So is General Motors. Now, General Motors had a problem, I believe, with an ignition switch.
Oh, they got a lot of problems. They're still making recalls.
Well, on that ignition switch. Now, this was something that really they tried to sweep under the rug. Really wasn't that big, you know, in the ratio of problems that they have day in and day out, really wasn't that big deal. We'll get to it. We took, maybe not. Then the news started breaking. People were getting killed.
Yeah.
Well, guess what happened? It became front page news. And they're getting a recall, and
became priority number one.
People that got killed in the accidents, the families are getting settlements, and the cars are getting recalled.
Yes,
it's the same thing. General Motors is bigger than Facebook. However, they're both multi-billion-dollar companies.
Sure.
So to resolve this problem is going to get this story to the forefront. I know it's Facebook's policy. I know it's Facebook's rallying call. But day in and day out, it's down the ladder. It needs to be a public outcry to get it up the ladder. It's the only way it's going to get resolved.
All right,
that's the only way.
Let me continue with this. Some of the things I've seen. As you guys know, I worked with the Pentagon to get that scammer deleted, which is not something I normally do when I'm dealing with that. I mean, he actually said to me, you know, please draw attention. Please send us all these other ones, the general. And I'm like, man. There's dozens of them, and I gave him a bunch of reasons. I go, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah.
It's just not the way I think about dealing with this issue, and I don't have the time to do it, so I'm not going to do that. But here's the problem, and we had this conversation today, me and my contact over the Pentagon, because they are spending resources on it. You know, people are doing this because this is their hierarchy, their generals and whatnot. And I said to him, as I said to him time and time again, it should never get to you. It should never get to me.
Yeah.
It's absurd that I said to him, I go, it's absurd that we're having this conversation and trying to figure out how to solve the problem. When the way to solve the Facebook has the power to solve the problem. I've said it time and time again. In order to register on Facebook, you need an email address.
Yes.
That email address has an IP address. An IP address tells where the computer is.
Yes.
So my IP address would say someplace in New York.
Mm-hmm.
You know, be my town, a town over. So whatever. So if somebody registers as general, and in this case it was Caldwell, for instance, and he's living, and it says living in Afghanistan, even though they would never do that, says living in Afghanistan, but you're gonna allow this page to go public, but then you say, oh, wait, the IP address is Nigeria, you know!
Yeah,
you
hello.
Know! Yeah. Plus, you know, you could also go, I've seen this picture, let me just do a quick search on this picture. Oh, my God, he's got 20 profiles.
Yeah.
Well, this maybe I should green light this right away. Instead, they want us to play whack-a-mole, which wastes their resources too. Yeah. They don't have the people to whack all these moles.
No.
And it can be stopped right away.
And well, you're also going to take out the real actual account problem,
which they've done before.
And the other part, the other equation is you're dealing with a multi-billion-dollar publicly traded company, and you're dealing with a U.S. government entity, which is a total bureaucracy. And you're going to expect things to get done quickly and efficiently? No. Until it's made priority one. So the only way it's gonna, that's the only way it's going to get addressed.
I alerted them that my page was copied and turned Arabic. There's really no way to do that, though, to alert them, though. Like, there's no report button because it's in Arabic and I don't know where it is. It wasn't on the page. So I reported it as a bug.
You gotta go to the gas station and go, okay, where, what's report mean?
Yeah.
What does report say?
Where is it?
Give me $10 regular and what does report mean?
I reported
That's it. That's very funny, Chuck. Go to a gas station.
I reported it to legal. I have not heard back from legal on there.
Illegal? Legal who? Legal.
Facebook's legal.
Okay.
If you try to, there's no way to talk to a live person on phone or chat.
It's
there's,
like AOL.
There's, well, I guess. There's no, I don't know. I've never tried to call AOL. Mm-hmm. There's no tech support.
Right.
Absolutely no tech support, which you would think I might want to have.
No real people.
If you're talking bringing in this type of money, maybe a couple of guys in India would be worth having. Real people have had their profiles deleted while scammers are allowed to remain. People who are perfectly innocent.
Yeah.
Like a lot of scam hunters. And I don't know what they're doing. Because they probably... You know, they report so many people. Facebook probably, enough!
Yeah.
I get it!
Yeah.
They've had their, and they can't even get them back, even after they prove themselves as being real. So Facebook doesn't do anything. Now, Joe brought up the media coverage. Joe, it's not like I haven't tried. You know, I've reported to my contact at the Post.
Mm-hmm.
I've reported to other media outlets. You know, at first people kind of scoff at me. Because they see I'm a comic, and that was one of the things that we've had.
Yeah, that was a problem.
They don't take it seriously.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll go, well, there's not enough here, even though I sent them documents and emails from official sources.
Could you send it for Professor Rosenblatt?
I could. Even though I send them screenshots, oh, there's not enough here. Even though there is enough there, certainly enough to start an investigation if one wanted to.
Right.
So I've been largely unsuccessful. We've had our little glimpses because of the Avalos thing.
Yes.
My buddy, former Army man, a veteran, Rich Munson, who's also a good anti-scammer, he took about, a dozen of these Facebook pages that had openly stolen financial information.
Mm-hmm.
He reported it to, he said, about 20 mainstream medias, your CNN, your Fox News, you know, your NBC, your CBS, this, that, the other thing, your Huffington Post, whatever it was. He got not one response back.
Wow.
Not one.
Not even a not interested. Nothing.
Not one response back.
Wow.
So forget about that. It's me. You're talking about a veteran here.
Yeah.
So why is this? Why can't we get the coverage? Well, you know, you got to think about it. If you look at the news, and I've said this before, they're not promoting their own websites anymore. If you listen, if you watch NBC News or whoever, or Fox News, whoever you want to watch, they're promoting their Facebook pages.
Yes.
They have a vested interest. Facebook is the best way they can get you to participate in their content and be more aware of their content and see their advertisers and everything.
That's very true. It's a monster. It's bigger than Twitter,
yes.
Really.
They have a vested interest in Facebook being well.
Yeah.
Then plus you look at the people who own these companies are very rich people. The people who work at these companies, they have 401ks. I'm sure a lot of these stock ownership is in Facebook.
Yeah.
They have a vested interest in Facebook doing well.
Yeah.
That's why you get all these fluff pieces about Facebook. And the nice thing that Zuckerberg is doing, it creates a wholesome feeling.
Yeah.
So really, there's no outlet for it. There's no way for us to report it. I didn't want to do this story.
Mm.
I gave everything to my my contact at the Post. He still might do something. I said to him, I'll give you the stuff. I go, I don't think your editor's going to let you go with it. Because he's personally interested in doing this. I've sent him graphic pictures and everything and the nudity and, you know, all the credit card information and, of course, the Avalos stuff and everything.
And he said, P.S., please send more nudity?
Yeah, pretty much. So there's no will.
Yeah.
Facebook is untouchable.
Seems that way, doesn't it?
But I laid out the way to do it. The only way to do is what Lisa said, you follow the money. You have to write to those 30 advertisers and not one or two of you.
Right.
You need to organize. Some of these scam pages, anti-scam pages, have thousands of people.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what? They have friends, too.
Yeah.
So you start with a medium-sized anti-scam group of, say, 2,000 people.
Right.
So, you know, some only have, like, 50. Some have 5,000. Whatever. So you start with those 2,000 people. You make it go, listen, this is what's going on. You're not happy about it. I'm not happy about it. You write. You have your family members write. You have them write. Because, you listen, I like Facebook.
Yeah, so do I.
I think it's a great platform.
Yeah.
I just think they should follow their own rules.
Yeah.
I want Facebook to be better.
Safer.
Yeah, I don't want to be, I don't want to have to talk about this.
No.
But if you hold them to the fire and make the advertisers aware of this, and I doubt they are.
Right.
I wouldn't be aware if I wasn't in this quagmire crap.
No.
If I was just living my life as a comic and as a family man, I wouldn't know about this stuff. But I do.
But you got sucked in.
I got sucked in. So that is what I think you should do.
And you could look for that list on our Facebook page.
Yeah, I'll put it out. To, yeah, that's funny.
Getting it out to all the groups you can.
Yeah, no, really.
Yeah, that's all the groups you can, because basically, yeah, you got to hit them in the purse. This is where companies move. You don't want to lose, you know. As well as, and also, it would be probably a goodwill. I mean, if you're a company like a bank,
yeah,
okay, or, you know, a bank or a car company, you know, to build goodwill, we care about, you know, our you know, the people that buy our products,
mm-hmm.
and we're going to lead the forefront
mm-hmm.
into leading this investigation. It's good press. It, to tell you the truth, I'm surprised you don't jump on it, because it's good press.
Yeah, saying we're gonna be. I mean, a lot. It's surprising how little press the scamming gets itself.
Gets more in other countries.
Yeah, it's not as much here.
Our companies have a vested interest in not reporting
and looking away.
Because
yeah,
basically, in the whole scheme of things, it's basically a 10% ratio
mm-hmm.
of what's going on.
You have just as much a chance of dealing with a fake person on Facebook as you have as of being homosexual. Discuss.
Well, you can repress your urge to be homosexual. I don't know if you can repress your urge to use Facebook.
I don't think I can.
You can't.
I have a question. So I think we covered a lot there.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, we could talk about this for hours, but I don't have the desire to.
No.
I just thought we needed to let people know how big this was, what their standards are. Because, well, I never read the community standards until I did this piece.
I had no idea.
So I ask you guys, we can do a quick visit with Belinda, or we can end now.
Oh, stories.
You want stories? All right. Joe's like, son of a bitch.
I'm sorry.
All right, we'll do a quick
visit. We got to hear our story, right, Shiro?
Always and forever.
All right. When we last visited with Belinda, which was March 30th, we felt that I was talking to my Belinda again.
Yes.
So that was we felt that the ghostwriter was gone. The ghostwriter was gone.
Yes.
But everybody was a little concerned that I was not allowed to be part of her main Facebook page.
Yeah. What's that shit about?
You guys were very upset.
Yeah.
Because it you can't sit there. I love you. I love you. Love me. And you can't be on the main Facebook page.
Well, that's a real commitment.
But it's something. If you're saying that you love each other so much, that shouldn't even be an issue.
Oh, this just reminded me, and this is just to go back. And you're absolutely right. So the new Caldwell page went up within 5 hours.
Right. Oh my God.
Yeah, 5 hours, which is why I say deletion's pointless.
Yeah.
But it's funny. Underneath it says public figure. Underneath the guy wrote or it says community. It says community. Yeah, it says community. Underneath the guy wrote in on his profile, scammer.
No.
Yeah.
No. Scammer.
He don't give a shit, this guy. He is brazen as hell.
He's just like, here I am.
And Facebook's like, okay. And because it's been reported, it's still up there. They're not even looking. He said
he's
scammer right
there. He's a scammer.
And yes, of course, I have screenshots.
Well, how do you know he's a scammer? He wrote it! Put a smiley face next to it.
Well, he could be scamming you to think that you make you think he's a scammer.
It's like, look, there's a little red flag emoticon right next to it.
Yeah. Anyway.
Jesus Christ.
But he's got a page, too. I got to be honest. I don't think it's him. Which
oh
would be a
God.
Violation of their community standards.
You got to jot that down somewhere. You can use that.
I'm not sure. Yeah. But if he comes back, I don't think it's on Facebook. Yeah. Maybe a Twitter account. 140 characters.
You see an event, you know, you get a Facebook event, second coming. Who's going?
I'm not going.
Who's going?
I got shit to do.
3.5 million people are going. You know?
I'm not going. I got to fix the gutters. I got shit to do.
Maybe. I can't ever commit to those things. Yeah. No.
I want to see what Paul's got going on that week.
Yeah.
All right. So April 1st, April Fool's Day. I write to her. I go, it's the girl that is the light of my life. How are you? She goes, I'm okay. And you? I go, I'm good. Just thinking about you. She goes, well, I go, I'm good. Just thinking about you. That's what I said. She goes, well, thinking is all I can do now. How is Easter going for you? I go, okay. What do you mean thinking is all you can do now? She goes, everyone has gone out and I alone. What else can I do but to think? I go, okay, I was just saying I was thinking about you, but it seems like something is on your mind, something bothering you.
Yeah.
She goes, I am really bothered. It's like my situation's going from bad to worse. I go, okay, so talk to me. What's going on? She goes, thinking about tomorrow. Kasha would have to go to school, and I don't have anything on me. I don't know what to do. I go, is the strike over? She goes, yeah, the president spoke to them, and they are back. Remember, there was a teacher strike. I go, okay, what do you have to pay for? The extra classes? Remember, she told us they have to pay for school.
Yes.
She goes, yeah, the extra classes. Hun, I heard the lights will go off around 7 o'clock. She's had a lot of electrical issues. They've had a lot of blackouts at 7 o'clock, allegedly. And my battery is low. Let me charge it and come back so we can continue. I go, okay, I guess you can talk. I guess you can't talk while it charges. You seem worked up. I want to talk to you about this. I'm always here for you.
Yeah.
She goes, I know, hon, but that makes the battery weak. Wanted to switch it off so it will charge better.
I'm always here, but that makes the battery weak. But it makes the heart grow fonder.
No, is that actually true? It does make the battery weak if you're talking on it while you're charging. You're not supposed to do that.
Yeah, I do it all the time to my real wife. It's fine.
Oh, with the laptop?
Yeah, no, with the phone.
With anything.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Wow. All right.
So I go, okay. She goes, see you soon, hon. I go, bye, my sweet. She goes, bye, love. Then she goes, I'm back, hon, but want to take my bath before it gets dark. See you in a couple of minutes. I go, okay, can I take a bath with you, devil face? She goes, you are invited. See you in the bathroom. I go, yay for me. I'm bringing the bubble bath. She goes, okay.
Okay.
He's like, you said, I'll take out the trash.
Yeah.
Okay. I go, what do you need me to wash? You there? She goes, I'm back. I go, you did not let me help you get clean. Sad face. She goes, I did, but I didn't find you. I go, I was here, but I did not. But you did not say anything.
Oh, brother.
She goes, sorry about that. I go, too bad. I would have given you the best bath ever.
Yeah, this is like such sexy talk. One-sided.
Yeah. It's masturbatory talk.
Yes, and it really is.
She goes, really? I go, yes, of course. She goes, okay, you will soon. I go, that would be nice. The most relaxing erotic bath of your life. She goes, that's nice. You there? I go, yep, just another way to make you love me more. I go, I do not see you. Are you there? She goes, guess you are busy. See you later. I go, I am here. Why don't you see this? I remember being very angry as this was happening. Trying to have this stupid conversation.
I'm trying to talk sexy talk, damn you.
Now you turn into Schwarzenegger. I'm here. Don't go. Don't go look back on, you idiot.
She goes, I'm here. I don't see you too. I go, okay, well, at least we can still type. I go, I wish I could see you. She goes, okay. I go, I can't wait to see your smile again. Are you there? She goes, I hardly smile these days. Too much thinking.
Huh?
I go, every time I've seen you, I've made you smile. I do not plan to stop now when you need it the most. I see you on Facebook again. She came back. Facebook was fucking with us. I see you too. My problems are getting worse now. I go, would you like to tell me about them, love? She goes, don't have anything on me for Kasha's school tomorrow. My situation's getting worse. I go, are regular classes free? She goes, not really, but it's not that expensive. I go, can you afford those? I go, you can do this job. And then I sent her a Craigslist link from Accra, for Accra, Ghana.
Did you really?
I did. Huh. I searched. She goes, needs to work. I'm here to help.
Yeah.
Clearly this scamming isn't paying the bills.
Let me put you into some honest work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm being supportive, no?
Yeah.
Well, being a good boyfriend.
Yeah, you kept your pimp hand strong.
I kept my pimp hand strong.
Get out there and work.
I go, it's data entry. It pays $50 a week, U.S. I used to do this type of thing. This is the email to contact, and I give her the contact.
Yeah.
Typerjob@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Sounds legit.
Sure. Typerjob.
It's the email account they left.
Oh, my God.
She go, when I was actively sewing, yes, but now it's difficult. Can't check it out. I'm on phone. I go, you can do the job I just gave you. It's in the evening, I believe 5 to 11. Can even work from home if you get a computer. I go,
it's
going to
be money out of your pocket now.
From Malmart?
I didn't specify.
Okay.
I go, it looks like it is. I go, it looks like it is just typing. Can somebody email from you to? Can somebody email them for you so you can maybe go tomorrow? Do you want me to email them for you? She goes, okay, email them for me.
Really?
Yep. I go, okay, what's your cell number so they can call you? Do you know how many words a minute you can type? Should I say you are my friend, girlfriend, fiance? She goes, where's the job located? I go, Accra, which is where she's supposed to be.
Yeah, supposedly.
I go, if you get a computer, I think you can work from home. Maybe somebody will let you borrow one, and you can pay them from your weekly salary.
There you go.
She goes, don't think I can get some. It's really difficult to get it. I know you tried.
Yeah. Yeah, you tried hard.
I go, okay, maybe so you can work from there. Do you want to try? She goes, I would love to, but there's no one to take care of Kasia. We'll try and see if I can get someone to take care of her.
Could you stop for a second? I believe that this is we discuss this all the time, but now it's almost proof that this is a different person than when you started with, because she would have asked, I mean, all over your ass for a computer. Why would she suddenly drop the issue now, especially when she has a chance to make money?
Well, I think it's a different person than the initial person.
Yes.
I mean, we've
yes.
Okay. But, I mean, this could point to the... I mean, listen, on the one hand, you have the subtle plea for money.
Right.
On the other hand, she's not asking outright because she says this is about love.
Mm-hmm.
So who knows? She didn't outright ask for it, John.
No, hasn't in a long time.
And most scammers do.
Yeah.
I go, is Rita at the apartment in the evenings? That's her roommate. I go, it says you can work any time of day. I go, then I have to go in a few minutes. I'll be back in like 35 minutes if you want to continue. And then she goes, she's gone to her boyfriend's place. Where are you going? I go to chat with a pretty girl from South Africa. She wants me to fly her there to visit her. Maybe I can visit you both at the same time. That's what I wrote there.
Wait a minute. Who are you referring to? Are you really referring to somebody else, or are you just playing with her mind?
Just playing with her mind.
Oh, okay. Because sometimes you bring up something from real world and you say it to her like you're being ironic, but it's true.
No. Her okay. response? Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Oh, man.
Then I go a bunch of caps. Really?
Yeah.
I go, do you wish to continue in like 30 minutes? She goes, yeah. I go, okay, love. I'll talk to you in a little bit. She goes, see you. I say, I'm back. Then I go, I guess you do not want to talk to me after all. Then she goes, I feel bad. And we didn't connect. That's what's going on here. I was there. She didn't see it.
Yeah.
Then she goes, I feel bad when you say such things. I'm going through a lot, and this is the last thing I need right now.
Oh.
And I wasn't there when she wrote that. And I respond, I go, what are you talking about? Last thing we were discussing was I was trying to help you find a job. So I guess you were saying you were better off without me. And that's where we'll finish for tonight.
Wait a minute. No, you said that wasn't the last thing that you said. You said something like, you said you want to discuss it, but I guess you don't.
Because she wasn't back when she was supposed to be.
Right. And then so she sees that. And she's
like, I don't like when you say those things.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. She's getting a little uppity on me.
No. She's saying, look, I got a lot of stuff going on. This is the last thing I need. I don't need fake Davin to be busting my balls right
now. Fake Davin is real to her.
Yeah, no, I know. But I'm calling you fake Davin. You know.
So you think it's a sign of genuine emotion?
It sounded like it. Lisa's saying, oh, it's a guilt trip. And Cheru is going, bye!
It was not like that type of conversation. No. There was no bye!
No, she's just... she could genuinely be down. This could all be real. But she's just like, look, I got a lot of stuff on my plate, and I just really can't.
Do you think she does have stuff on
him.
Her plate? Or do you think this is a con?
It's hard to tell.
It is. It's very hard to tell.
Because it's really subtle if it's a money grab.
It's very hard to tell in the way she shot back. Hey, I got a lot of things going on right now.
Yeah.
I mean, if...
That felt real.
If it is a ruse, it's pretty damn clever.
Yeah, and I mean, it's so subtle.
Very, very subtle and very clever.
Certainly not the typical, I'm starving, send me money.
No, not at all.
So where are we agree we got my original, we got my, not my original writer, but the girl I've been talking to for a while.
Yeah.
Whoever this person is.
Yeah.
Whether it's the girl that I see in the videos or somebody else, we agree that we're back on track with that person.
Yeah.
We still are not sure.
You don't have the ghost writer now.
We don't know if she's having genuine problems.
Or if this is her way of trying to subtly shift it to, I do love you, but if you really love me, you would be like offering stuff up.
It could be a ploy in the simple fact that there is that whole FBI thing that he's, you know, that he's working with the FBI.
That he's mentioned
where
that.
To take that whole scenario and to throw him, kind of throw him off the trail if he is with the FBI, get this whole heavy situation going on right now to try to get him off the trail a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because not once have you brought up, well, I'm working, you know, you haven't brought up you're working with the FBI.
Not in a couple of days.
In a, not a couple of days.
Conversation hasn't gone that way.
No.
And that's my point, because if she's steering you off it because of, you know, throwing personal problems in there on purpose to throw you off it, you just answer that, well, we haven't talked about it in a couple of days. Well, it looks like mission accomplished.
I also wasn't able to bring up the Facebook page.
Right, right. Because
so you think these are diversionary tactics, Joe?
Now, and it just swayed me, because basically less than 2 minutes ago, I'm going, you know, there was a lot of emotion there and stuff like that. And then I think, and then I'm like, but the whole FBI thing, and then I'm like, because she's using that as a diversion to get, you know, to get you off the whole FBI topic, to get the whole Facebook topic, to get you off the trail.
It's certainly a possibility.
It's working. You haven't brought up
the bad topics.
So did Ghana get the win?
Ghana got the win.
Ghana got the win.
Sharu says, I heard that line before, and then I got hit up for funds.
What line? Which line?
I don't know which particular line, but this kind of line, like, you know, oh, things aren't going well for me. I don't have any money for cash to go to school, kind of thing.
I was surprised Joe did not jump on that right away, because Joe always jumps on that.
Yeah, well, the money grabs.
Yeah,
right, the money grab. Now, I'm curious, and who was that that made that comment?
Sharu.
I'm
Chim Chimney for the fans.
Chim Chimney.
And Sharu, on that comment, how long did it take? Let's say, in your opinion, what span do you think that she would ask Davin for money? With this situation that looks like it's going to be a money grab situation, what time frame do you think she would ask for money?
While Sharu types that in, what do you guys think about me offering her a job? Did you like that? She couldn't have seen that coming.
Not for nothing.
You always look at opportunity. I would have looked at it like, well, you want to know, I don't give a shit if I'm scamming, but this scamming, I don't know how well it's paying. Let me see what they're paying. I'll go legit. The bank wants their money in the 50. You know, whoever's paying more, I'm going there.
$50 a week is $50 a week is decent coin.
Decent money for there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought that was pretty funny, because I thought, if I was in her place and you're the boyfriend and you're saying, what should I say? I'm your friend, your boyfriend, your fiance. Now, if you threw that shit out and the first thing you say, instead of offering me some cash, is saying, hey, here's a job I saw in the paper for you.
But remember, I can't offer her cash. I am tapped out. People are watching me.
Yeah.
I can't do anything. I can't send her the money that I want to send her.
Yeah, but you want to know something? Why aren't you on a personal Facebook page? You're in love. I love you. You love me.
You're
I
like
can't
Barney.
Live without you. I can't live without you. Oh, well, how are you doing? Really, after all that smoochy shit, how come you're not on that Facebook page?
Yeah.
That's a very telling thing.
Really sticks in my craw.
That's a very telling thing.
Well, now the chat's coming back with...
They went away.
No, they went away, but they're coming back with... Lisa said that was a good ploy, Davin.
What was a good ploy?
And you didn't elaborate which one. But
they're all good ploys, Davin.
But Sharu said that, to answer Joe's question, or I think it was your question.
When would he
come back around and ask? And she says, in a few days, with crying and whining included. Then Lisa said, it took my scammer 7 months to ask for money.
Me and Belinda have been going out. First of all,
Sharu said it took 4 months for
Belinda
hers.
And I are way past that. But yeah. Belinda... This person, who was Agnes at one point, they asked for stuff right away.
Yeah.
So this is a completely different thing. It's not like, remember, I'm supposed to think it's all the same person.
Yes.
It's not like this person has been shy about asking for things.
The other person under this guise wasn't.
Right, but I'm supposed to think it's all the same person.
I know.
Now, remember, the last thing that this particular Belinda asked for was an engagement ring.
Oh.
Remember, she wanted me... Remember how giggly she was?
Yeah.
A little smitten with the fake Davin with the real face.
Yeah.
Which was why we said, well, maybe this is real.
Yeah.
So you just don't know.
You don't know.
Could be another ploy.
Joe, you're just untrusting of women. That's why you're a float man.
Funny, but it just, you know, in the two scenarios the ladies gave us on the chat, it just seems they're really in. You're real. We might have you on along the line that they had the ladies. You know?
Yeah.
It still did. It still was a while. It wasn't like the gal said, you know, it was about 2 weeks. No, it seems that there was a long leader line on that. And I would, if I could make a prediction, I'm not going to bet eating something disgusting over it. I would say probably in the show span time with the story, I would say about a month. I get a funny
story. So a month. So you're thinking about 4 days of me talking to her. If we do a day a week, about.
All right. We need to recalculate that.
Figure we get about a day a week.
We get a day
for the most
part.
Well,
we're saying that
some days are skipped, and you know.
Well, we're saying that it was April 1st when you were having this conversation.
Yeah.
So you think by May.
So why don't we figure?
No. By what he said, it would be like April 5th or 4th.
Why don't we figure in putting it into show time span? Why don't we figure September? You might be getting hit up for cash.
So that's got to be about a month?
Yeah.
Month of us, like 30 days?
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll figure out. The only thing I know.
Late August, September.
All right. Listen, by then I might be on a plane to her. You don't know. Anything can happen. You just don't know. For all you know, we were watching the USA versus Ghana together yesterday. You don't know. You weren't with me. You
that's
have no
true.
Idea. You know, when Ghana scored that goal, maybe she took off her shirt, and I finally got the pictures I needed.
Yeah. Yay! Goal!
Well, we'll continue with this next week. I think we accomplished some things here.
I think it was a very interesting show where we had a debate over homosexuality versus alcoholism.
Well, Rick Perry had that debate.
Rick Perry had the debate. Then we had
he felt he should talk about his views in San Francisco.
True, and then
of all the places.
We then moved on to a debate about whether we're going to have sex with a dolphin or a float,
mm-hmm.
and then we got into some pretty serious business where we're debating and analyzing. Very, very interesting show. I need a nap.
Yeah, pretty schizophrenic.
Just another day at the den.
Yeah. Yes.
Well. You know, we does what we can does.
Yes.
All right, so I should probably... I'll probably try to find that article where I got the list of 30 advertisers.
Okay.
And I'll probably put that on the Davin's Den Facebook page, and I would just ask if you guys share it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Give us credit for where you found it. Of course, you know, obviously share the article.
Rules and are rules. They're very
the
tough
chat the chat enjoyed that section.
What section?
With the...
Oh, the advertisers?
The stuff about Facebook.
Oh. Okay, good. I'm glad you enjoyed it. And... Hey, guys, I know you guys all like the Facebook page, but we could use more likes. It really helps us get to where we want to be.
Yeah.
Get people to like us.
Yeah, you guys know the deal. You guys are the hip ones.
Yeah.
Make your friends hip. All right, let's thank some people who do like us.
Okay.
Let's and then we got to get out of here. Long show, but what are you going to do? It happens. We want to thank Success Martial Arts. Great for learning karate and self-defense. Perfect together as a family or by yourself. Whether you want to learn in a class environment or you want private lessons, Success Martial Arts is the dojo for you. Give them a call to learn more at 845-469-1716, 845-469-1716, or check them out at smacenters.com. If you're in the mood for great Italian food, then you need to go to Francesco's in Woodland Park, New Jersey. Chef owner Frank Giancarelli cooks authentic Italian cuisine made with the freshest ingredients and panache that will make Francesco's your place to go with friends and family. A lot of high school graduations now. You know, maybe you want to celebrate before they go off to college. Francesco's a good place to do that, got to be honest, because they got that party room upstairs. And you know what? You can either have them catered if you want to have it in a hall, like a VFW or their house, your house or something.
And they can bring the food over to you.
You really can't go wrong with Francesco's. Or if you just want your own meal, you go there for lunch or dinner. They're at 568 McBride Avenue, Woodland Park, New Jersey. You can call them up at 973-925-1100, 973-925-1100. You go to their website, francescos-restaurant.com, and don't forget to ask them about their comedy night. And guys, I'm reading these, and I really, if you're in the area or it's an internet comedy, I really encourage you guys to support these businesses, because they support us, and it really allows us to do all the cool things that we
and
try to
great,
do.
They're great. I mean, great restaurants, great bagels, great services.
Yeah.
Speaking of bagels, Goldberg's bagel, blah, 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 blah. Boop. Goldberg's famous.
Long night.
What?
Long night.
Bibbidi boo.
We had investigations, debates. You know, it taxes you.
It does. It was quite the show.
Tongue tying.
People are going to take us seriously, which they should on some of this stuff, after we talked about dolphin versus float humping.
I had to do research and I had to do research and prove a point.
I gotta tell you, Joe.
Nobody's gonna invite us to the pools again.
Ridiculous. I gotta tell you, Joe. Tonight, out of all the years we've done our show together, tonight I believe you're the most informed I've ever heard you. We argue politics. I don't think so. You got in there with that float humping. Like, this is a man. I want to hump a float. he has good points.
I really want to go swimming now.
Yeah. Get in the pool. Goldberg's famous bagels and kosher style deli of Chester, New York brings the fresh, delicious water bagel of New York City to Orange County, New York. Every morning, a wide variety of bagels are made fresh on premises for your enjoyment. If you've ever had a Goldberg's bagel, then you know you could never, ever have a frozen bagel again. Goldberg's has the perfect schmeal for your bagel, as they feature an extensive variety of cream cheese spreads and even offer low-fat choices. Goldberg's famous bagels and kosher-style deli offers premium meats for their mouth-watering sandwiches. They offer some unique daily specials like the Zombie, which is a potato pancake covered in fresh brisket and smothered in homemade gravy. Or the Bronx Bomber, which is a square knish, corned beef, Russian dressing, and sauerkraut.
Yeah.
Whether you want breakfast, lunch, or dinner, Goldberg's can feed your craving. Goldberg's famous bagel and kosher style deli is great when you want to eat out, order in, or have them cater your special event. I read it not the way I wrote it. Goldberg's delivers every time.
You weren't too sure about that.
It made sense despite you.
I tried to screw it up, but I failed.
They cater special events, folks. He's correct.
They're open at 5 a.m. Monday through Friday and 6 a.m. on the weekends. Visit them at 69 Brookside Avenue in Chester, New York, or give them a call at 845-469-8505. 845-469-8505. And don't forget, if you're a veteran or a fan of Davin's, then you get 10% off. It's like a bris.
See, your problem is you got to get more sleep.
Yeah, well, if I didn't have cats and farts blaring and waking me up, I'd be fine.
Sounds like my evenings.
It's an aphrodisiac.
You never know. Hey, look, if dolphins do it for me, cats and farts, who knows what could happen.
Romance is in the air, as well as farts.
Next debate. What is it better to be woken up by? A cat knocking stuff over or a fart? Great debate's an absurdity.
Or a fart knocking stuff over. Now that's power.
I feel the breeze. I do declare. Surf Easy's VPN for your iPhone, Android, or computer is the easiest way to protect your online privacy and identity. Surf Easy wraps all your data in bank-grade encryption, preventing hackers, snoops, even your ISP from spying on your online activities. Use it to secure public Wi-Fi hotspots or anytime you want to remain private. Surf Easy also hides your location, IP address, and other trackable information from the websites you visit. Take back control of your online privacy today with a free account from Surf Easy. Sign up at surfeasy.com or download it from your favorite app store. Side-Spinning Productions, hey, my company. DJs, murder mysteries, bands, karaoke, impersonators, whatever you need. Well, not the impersonators you find on Facebook, the impersonators you want to meet.
Yeah.
Go to sidesplittingproductions.com, sidesplittingproductions.com. Call, 551-404-3094, 551-404-3094. Pip, where's Mr. Helix going to be?
Mr. Helix is going to be at the Pie Man on Route 303 in, I just got distracted. Valley Cottage, New York, tomorrow night. Saturday night. Come see them.
Pip will be hanging out with Mexicans in the trash.
Oh, no, it's not that kind of venue.
It's not that classy.
No, it's Johnny and the Alimonies. It's not the Ramones this time.
No.
So the Pie Man, great food, great company, night, great band.
Pip will have great pie.
Yeah.
It's really a night you can't miss.
I always have great pie, but I'll also be eating dinner there.
Joe, where are you going to be entertaining?
I will be at Uncle Vinny's tonight and
tonight. Really? I think you missed the gig.
I'm the one that's jet lagged here. What's your problem?
I will be. Let's try that again. Take two. I will be at Uncle Vinny's tomorrow night, Wednesday, and Thursday night down in Point Pleasant, New Jersey, Arnold Avenue. For reservations, 1-877 Uncle Vin.
This Friday and Saturday, I will be at Bananas Comedy Club in Hasbrook Heights.
Yes.
New Jersey.
Yay.
Hasbrook Heights. My home area.
Yeah.
So you guys should come out and check it out. For tickets, call 201-727-1090. 201-727-1090. That is where I will be this weekend, so I definitely encourage you guys to say hello and hang out with your pal. This has been fun, eh? I think we got a lot accomplished.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Some great moments in radio history, I'm sure. Every week I promise what we're going to have on the show, and I deliver something else.
Yeah, so, well, you know, we like to do that. We bait and switch, you know. You might as well report us on Facebook, too.
Yeah. So I don't know what we're going to do next week. I just know we're going to try to entertain you folks and hopefully educate you folks and be back here and share this time with us. So thank you guys for hanging out. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, please keep on listening.